In Britain, they're worrying about what some scientists have called an insect apocalypse. A new study shows the number of insects squished onto car number plates, yes, has dropped by half in 15 years. The Kent Wildlife Trust used what it calls a splatometer to count the bugs. Dr. Paul Tinsley-Marshall from the Kent Wildlife Trust told me it worked.
We carried out the study using people's cars, really, by counting the number of insects that get squashed on the number plate. We were able to quantify the abundance within our county here in Kent in the UK and compare that data with data collected in the same way back in 2004.
So what did it show?
So what we found was a difference of 50% fewer insects last year than 15 years ago. We know this is just a difference. We only have 2 points in time. We can't say this is a trend. But what is really, really critical is that what we have observed mirrors the pattern of decline, which is widely reported elsewhere in a huge number of studies. And our study kind of brings it home to a local level for us here in Kent and adds to that growing body of evidence.
There must be some variables. I mean, cars are different, evolve over time. Cities continue to grow and these sort of things. So what were they?
Yes, quite rightly, as you say, cars have changed over time. The design has got more aerodynamic, and we tried to account for that in our study by including classic cars. So our study looked at cars ranging in age from 1957 right up until 2019. And we actually found that more modern cars were more effective at splatting insects. So we think that in spite of them being more efficient, we still observed a reduction in the number of insects splatted.
What about just general urbanisation as cities sort of spread out and grow? There's less habitat, presumably, for insects to thrive?
Absolutely, that's right. Urbanisation, changes in farming practice, and critically, the routine use of pesticides is a key issue. We are kind of trying to encourage people to consider using pesticides only when it's absolutely necessary rather than as a matter of course. And the other critical thing that we are encouraging here in the UK is the construction of a nature recovery network. We need to create more space for wildlife to thrive and for that space to be better connected and better managed.
Why does it matter if the number of insects is declining? Some people don't like bugs. They'll be grateful about that, won't they?
That's true. Some people don't like bugs. But really, you should think of them like aerial plankton in the sea. Insects are critical to the function of food webs and basically to the existence of life on the planet. If you think about the fact that 3/4 of the crops that we eat are pollinated by insects, and that there are parts of the world now where farmers are having to hand pollinate their crops because there are not enough insects to do that job naturally, that's pretty terrifying, I think. If we suddenly couldn't get tomatoes in the shops tomorrow, there'd be outrage. So I think whether you like insects or not, the loss of them would affect everybody in quite a significant way.
And why choose the number plate? Just explain to us sort of the mechanics of it. It seems quite sort of simplistic. Just sort of, you just measure the number of bugs that hit the plate?
Yes, the number plate typically is a fairly standard sized bit on a car, which helps to standardise the survey. And then within the number plate, we used the counting grid, or the splatometer, as it's called, so that when people count the bugs, everybody is counting exactly the same unit area, which standardises the sampling across lots of different designs of cars.
And that is Dr. Paul Tinsley-Marshall from the Kent Wildlife Trust.